Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donald Kavanagh. In this bulletin, there may be some water supply disruptions at night time across parts of East Donegal because of new restrictions being imposed by Uisce Éireann. Police in Derry are appealing for witnesses following a report that two paramedics from the Northern Ireland Ambulance Service were assaulted while working in the city last night. Meanwhile, a man's been arrested in the city on suspicion of assaulting police and causing criminal damage in the emergency department of Athlone Hospital. An initiative focused on improving air quality in Ireland has been launched today in Letterkenny. We'll hear from the Public Expenditure Minister, Jack Chambers, who was there for the launch. Later in the bulletin, Mark's here with Sports News. That's coming up at around 5:15. And as it's a Friday big on Nuach the Gwing, Le Colum Ferreter. All that to follow, but first, Lower Main Street in Letterkenny has reopened this evening following a serious collision yesterday involving a car and a pedestrian in his 80s. The man was rushed to hospital where he remains with very serious injuries. Gardaí are seeking dashcam footage or witnesses to the collision, which happened at around 1 o'clock yesterday. There may be some water supply disruptions at night time across parts of East Donegal supplied by the Lochmorne supply because of new restrictions which are being imposed by Uisce Éireann from this evening. The nightly restrictions will last from 10 p.m. to 8 a.m. There's still no clarity as to how long they'll be in place. With more, here's Katie Gillen.
The water utility says due to critically low water levels across the Lochmorne public water supply scheme, restrictions will be in place from 10 p.m. till 8 a.m. in order to allow reservoir levels to recharge and maintain a daytime supply for customers. They say customers supplied by the main reservoir in Lochmorne and Corridoo Reservoir in the Twin Towns, along with the Crossroads, Convoy, Lifford and Ross Gear areas, may experience low pressure or supply disruptions during these times. These restrictions will remain in place until reservoir levels replenish. Urging people to conserve water and report leaks, Uisce Éireann says a combination of increased demand and several bursts across the network has resulted in reservoir levels depleting significantly, and these restrictions will remain in place until levels replenish.
Police in Derry are appealing for witnesses and information following a report that two paramedics from the Northern Ireland Ambulance Service were assaulted when working in the city last night. Police received a report just before 9:15 that a paramedic had been assaulted in the vicinity of Victoria Gate near Strand Road. It was reported the assault occurred when paramedics responded to a call and were dealing with a male. At this time, an unknown female is reported to have kicked one of the paramedics. Their colleague is reported to also have been assaulted when they attempted to intervene and help. The female suspect then fled the area. More on our website, highlandradio.com. A man's been arrested in Derry on suspicion of assaulting police and causing criminal damage in the emergency department of Athlone Hospital. The man in his 30s had been arrested earlier in the Faustina Terrace area of the city for being unlawfully at large and on suspicion of drug-related offences. The man required medical attention and was taken to hospital where he damaged a toilet in the emergency department and also threw hospital equipment, causing injury to two police officers. With more, here's Cameron Clark.
Police say this was a shocking incident that occurred in a public place where people go to receive urgent care and treatment, and it's particularly reprehensible that it happened in the emergency department. A spokesperson added this incident highlights the message that assaults on all emergency service workers and any type of disruptive behaviour in that context is unacceptable and will not be tolerated. A spokesperson for the Western Health and Social Care Trust confirmed this incident will have an impact on their diagnostic services, along with the cost of replacing damaged equipment, and they are working to ensure they can minimise any disruption to services within the ED. The spokesperson added the trust has a zero tolerance policy towards violent or disruptive behaviour and urges the public to respect their staff and facilities at all times.
Peace Air, an initiative focused on improving air quality in Ireland, has been launched today in Letterkenny. The €6.5 million Peace Plus funded project is being implemented on an all-island basis with multiple stakeholders, including Donegal County Council. The initiative is being led by Letterkenny-based Ernact. Councillor Jack Murray is Ernact's chair.
I have to say, this is a fantastic day for Airnect. Airnect's a fantastic organisation. In this year alone, Airnect has secured over 30 million euro of European monies, of which over 15 million euro is going to be directly invested here in the Northwest, in Donegal, Derry and Strabane. Look, they're a fantastic organisation. I don't think they get the recognition they deserve, but this is a chance to show just what this organisation is capable of. And the initiative we're launching today, Peace Air, it's incredible. It's funded by the SCUPB, but it's going to have generational benefit. We're going to monitor air quality and look at how to address it, where it's needed, how it's needed for generations to come. So the invisible problem of pollution in the air is going to be addressed.
Well, speaking to Highland Radio News at ATU's Letterkenny campus, where the launch took place this afternoon, Public Expenditure Minister Jack Chambers said it's a hugely important programme.
This is a massively important project. We know the impact of air pollution across our country, but also across our island, and to see a shared island approach, north-south, being taken around reducing air pollution and driving environmental initiatives is really positive. Wonderful to see it launched in ATU today, and as a government, really committed to seeing what are the areas of common purpose and policy which can mitigate the risk of environmental damage, and seeing the research component around that driven forward will make a real impact. A multi-million euro Peace Plus project like this will positively impact people's lives. We know the impact on air pollution is really significant for people in terms of respiratory disease and cancer, and all initiatives around this will make an impact for people across the island.
And that was a cross-border launch with the North's Finance Minister John O'Dowd also in attendance today. The HSE's Integrated Healthcare Manager for Donegal says the new development control plan agreed for Letterkenny University Hospital will be a real game changer for health services in the county into the future. The plan will see 72 beds provided across all specialities for patients in Donegal. Speaking on today's Greg Hughes show, Dermot Monaghan said, along with the commitments regarding a new surgical hub and ambulatory care centre, the development control plan represents a significant and important investment.
Well, the focus is on the surgical hub and the ambulatory care centre, rightly. We also need to acknowledge that the commitment of the minister to 72 beds is a massive achievement for the hospital group and the community. In terms of what we're doing at the present moment, is we've sat down with all the planners. We've looked at what is happening elsewhere in terms of the footprint. It looks at the where we place these services.
And you can, of course, listen back to that whole interview on the Greg Hughes Show on our website. It's available as a podcast on the website. The show is also available to watch on our Facebook pages and on our YouTube channel, Highland Radio Ireland. Donegal TD Padraig McLoughlin says the Transport Minister is refusing to engage with local councillors regarding serious traffic congestion in Letterkenny. After receiving an answer to a dull question, he says Minister Dara O'Brien is downplaying the serious crisis in the town and hasn't accepted an invitation from Letterkenny Milford Municipal District to visit the area and assess the situation for himself. Deputy McLoughlin says councillors from the government parties should be putting more pressure on the Minister.
Minister Dara O'Brien has been invited by the Donegal County Councillors in the Letterkenny Municipal District to come up and meet them and to look at the various options for relieving the serious traffic crisis in the town. Is ongoing now for years, and the Minister has not agreed to meet with them. And then twice I've submitted a parliamentary question where he just is not engaging and just pretending that we don't have the crisis that we have. He needs to get up to Donegal. He needs to see for himself. He needs to meet with the businesses. He needs to meet with the public services, most importantly, to meet with the councillors in terms of their own plans for relief roads around the town. It's just not acceptable. It's dragged on for years, and we need urgency and we need leadership from government.
Do you have hope that the minister will eventually come to Donegal to learn about the issue firsthand?
Well, in my statement today, I've called on the 13 government councillors in Donegal. He is their minister. They are dealing with him. He's in the same political party as 10 of the councillors. They need to demand that he comes to Donegal and that he listens to the plans that they have and makes sure that there's an urgency, there's a fast tracking, that the money is there. 15 years ago, Donegal County Council submitted a business plan for the Bonagie Link for the Letterkenny Relief Road. It was kicked to touch. All of those years later, we haven't a single digger on a site anywhere. And it'll be years if we go by the current timeline. It's just not good enough. So government needs to step up here. That's what's happening in other cities and big towns around the country, and it needs to happen in Letterkenny.
Garthy have been instructed to arrest Enoch Burke and bring him before the High Court on Monday for a hearing on whether he should be imprisoned for a fifth time. Wilson's Hospital School is seeking his return to Mountjoy Prison on foot of claims he's trespassed on school grounds since his latest release 2 days ago. Court's correspondent Frank Graney has more.
In July 2023, Mr Justice Alex Owens made an order refraining Enoch Burke from attending at Wilson's Hospital School. Mr Burke used to work as a teacher there but was dismissed in January of that year for gross misconduct. Since then, he has spent over 560 days behind bars for refusing to obey the court order by continuing to show up at the school. His latest stint came to an end on Wednesday when another judge, Mr Justice Brian Cregan, directed he be released to allow him properly prepare for an upcoming case. Since his release, Mr Burke is alleged to have again breached the court order by going beyond the school's boundary wall today and yesterday. On foot of an application by the school, the judge has ordered that he be arrested and brought to court on Monday to respond to the allegation.
It's been confirmed that Minister of State Charlie McConnellogue was one of the ministers which were overpaid as a result of a clerical error. The error was made by the National Shared Services Office. It was confirmed today that Mr McConnellogue has a payment plan agreed with the NSSO to clear the amount involved. Bundoran RNLI is urging people to be aware of the risk of surge waves. It follows a serious incident at Rogie Beach yesterday in which a mother and child almost got swept out to sea. Local resident Alan Clancy entered the water and recovered both mother and child. He gave an account of the event on today's Greg Hughes Show.
I was just out for a walk, happened to be walking around Rogie. It was a nice day, nice big seas. I was coming down the hill at Rogie and I just spotted some children playing on the beach. Kind of thought they were in a little bit of a precarious situation if something had gone wrong. By the time I got to the bottom of the hill, all hell broke loose and a child got washed out. The mother went down to save the child. The mother got washed out and I just happened to be walking past and I just ran down to assist them at the water's edge and was lucky enough to get them out in time.
Well, amazing stuff. What about the situation that, you know, you thought was perilous before your unfortunate, you unfortunately turned out to be correct?
Just a little bit of experience, thankfully, Greg, going up beside the sea. You know, those big swells and the big surge and tides, sometimes a wave can wash ending up to 50 metres or more up the beach. So you might think that you're actually a long way from the water, but it can change very quickly. And unfortunately, that's exactly what happened. A big surge of tide came up the beach and just took the legs out from under the kid, and the kid was gone before it knew what happened.
And did you have to go into the water to rescue the child?
I did, yeah. I went up. Thankfully, there was a life ring not too far from me at the side of the beach. So I went up and grabbed the life ring. I went down, entered the water, and was able to get the child off the mother and throw the ring around the mother, and was lucky enough to be able to pull her to safety as well.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with running shoes from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 6:15. Good evening, Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Dono. Good evening. We'll begin with soccer. Finn Harps will play Galway United in a pre-season friendly this coming Sunday. Kevin McHugh's side will go up against John Caulfield's Premier Division outfit at Finn Park at 2 o'clock. Originally, Harps had been scheduled to play Derry City tomorrow, but that fixture fell through yesterday. Meanwhile, Derry City have announced the re-signing of former player Patrick McLean on a two-year deal. McLean, who is a product of Derry's academy, made his Canny Stripes debut over a decade ago when he appeared as a sub in a 1-0 win over Shamrock Rovers in the September of 2015. Having spent time at Waterford, Glentoran and Sligo Rovers, he now returns to the Brandywell ahead of the 2026 campaign. McLean says deciding to come home was an easy decision.
It was a long time coming. Obviously, I've known for a while, so just glad to get it done. It was an easy decision. You know, once Derry comes calling as a local lad, you're never going to say no. Like, I wear my heart on my sleeve and I give everything on and off the field. So, you know, you look at last year, even the year before, Derry's come very, very close. And you look at the quality in the dressing room, as you said, and to be a part of it now and sort of do your bit, it's exciting.
Crystal Palace are set to lose their manager and captain, with Oliver Glasner and Mark Gahey both on their way out of the club. Glasner has informed the board that he won't be signing a new contract when his current deal expires at the end of this season, while Gahey is close to agreeing a move to Manchester City. Although he wouldn't confirm the club he's going to, Glasner says the England defender is leaving Selhurst Park.
My latest understanding that a deal with Mark is in the final stages. I can't confirm a club because, you know, it's still not done, but in the final stages, and the result is that Mark doesn't play tomorrow for us.
There's one game in the NAFL Premiership this evening as Linfield welcome Larne to Windsor Park, and in the Irish League Championship, Limavady United are away to Ballinmallard United. Cross channel in the English Championship, West Brom begin life under new manager Eric Ramsey as they host promotion chasers Middlesbrough, and in the Scottish Cup, Rangers host second division side Annan Athletic. Moving on to golf, Shane Lowry is in a share of the lead at the midway point of the Dubai Invitational on the DP World Tour. He signed for a second round 68 today to finish up on 5 under par alongside Spain's Nacho Elvira. Rory McIlroy, meanwhile, dropped back to a tie for 5th on 2 under after carding 74 today. In boxing, Tyrone native Jude Gallagher will aim to book a spot in the National Elite Final tonight when he takes to the ring to box Meath's Gavin Ryan in their semi-final of the 60kg category at the National Stadium. The action gets underway from around about 6:30 this evening. In rugby, Leinster head coach Leo Cullen has made 8 changes to his team to face Bayonne in the Champions Cup tomorrow. Gary Ringrose, Jimmy O'Brien and RG Snyman have all recovered from injury to go straight back into the starting team. Captain Tadhg Byrne will lead Munster in his 100th appearance for the province against Cass at Thomond Park. Craig Casey has recovered from a shoulder knock to start in the halfbacks alongside Jack Crowley. Connacht head coach Stuart Lancaster makes 3 changes from the side that lost to Montpellier in the Challenge Cup last weekend. Hooker Dave Heffernan, scrum half Matthew Devine and out half Jack Cardy come into the side after all 3 return from injury. Ulster have named their Challenge Cup team to face Stade de France in Belfast. Ireland international lock and Ulster captain Ian Henderson starts in the second row alongside Harry Sheridan. In Gaelic games, Donegal will face Monaghan in the Dr McKenna Cup final tomorrow evening. Jim McGuinness's side have defeated Antrim and Derry to set up a final meeting with Monaghan at Healy Park. Throw-in is at 5 o'clock tomorrow, and we will have full live match coverage here on Highland with Pádraig Kilfordy and Brendan Kilcoyne. And finally, the Donegal Hurlers meet Derry in the Conor McGurk Cup final. That one gets underway at 1 o'clock tomorrow at the Dub in Belfast. That is all your sport for this evening, but you can join myself and Kieran Cannon on Saturday Sport tomorrow afternoon. Back to you, Donald.
Thank you very much indeed, Mark. A feature allowing the artificial intelligence bot Grok to remove clothing has been disabled worldwide, the government's been told. AI Minister Niamh Smith met with representatives from X this afternoon, where she expressed her serious dismay at the misuse of AI on its platform. With more, here's Jessica Woodlock.
This afternoon marked the first official meeting between government and X since concerns around its chatbot function Grok were raised. Gardaí are investigating the platform after it was found to have been generating and sharing sexually explicit images of people, including children. AI Minister Niamh Smith says she used the meeting to emphasise the sophistication of safeguards needed on the app, and she outlined the legislation in place here that makes the misuse of AI in this way a criminal act. She's welcoming what she's describing as corrective action, ensuring Grok can no longer remove or reduce clothing on individuals. But she says she sought assurances that this capability would not be reintroduced. Minister Smith says she'll be following up on the matter, and government will continue to examine all concerns around the app.
New figures from the Department of Housing show over 1,900 homes were commenced in Donegal in the past 2 years. Over the past 5 years, over 3,500 new homes have started. With more, here's Alex Rowley.
The report shows that nationally during 2025, 16,412 homes were commenced, with 789 in Donegal. The figure is lower than in 2024, with the department saying that this was due to 2024 having a significant boost through government initiatives. 1,984 units were commenced in Donegal across 2024 and 2025 combined. This marks a 96% increase on the 1,011 units commenced during the previous two-year period, 2022-2023, highlighting a substantial uplift in construction activity within the county. Over the last 5 years, a total of 3,504 units were commenced in Donegal, adding to the national figure of 176,206 during that time.
Donald Trump is threatening to impose further tariffs on countries if they don't go along with US plans to annex Greenland. The American president's made clear his desire to take over the territory, which he claims is necessary for national security. European soldiers arrived on the island yesterday in response to Mr. Trump's threats. Danish MP and member of the Danish Parliament's Greenland Committee, Trina Marsh says the US is no longer the ally it used to be.
Really strange thing is that European countries have been claiming would be the closest and strongest ally seems to be quite the opposite at the moment. And that's what we really have to get into our heads, that the administration that is currently running the USA is not really an ally and a friend. They are threatening everything that this world is built on when it comes to international law and respect for sovereignty.
Agus an is anocht a léamh ag colm ferreter.
Seamar ma has a colm ferreter in seal in a príomh scéalta húlahas éisteacht cuairte an a né Jardín ag an ard cuairte a mhol freiste an dárna a bhreathnú breathanna ar chas conúr na Gaeilge in éadan an éimeanais ó thuaidh. Maidir le teip stratéis fiche bliana don Gaeilge a chur i bhfeidhm. Tarangi iú is aníos an stratéis faoin chóéintú ceil roibhinn a rinnu gáltan is maidir le forbairt na Gaeilgeas na sé chondé, cadaíú an cás an nari, cianus nár chó lúnú, dúlga sí an réaltas maidir leis an cóéntu a tha anis fíhibli an a dís. Fógrít ar a clara han fan dúrach Sjósad McDonagh ha an seachtan seo a tha ar oscailt don vlíon seo is scéim tákiachta a caran le fólam, Fekelacht agus úsáid na Gaeilge i globanna comanlúchlas gael hártar an tír ilig. Tá an scéma riru a glór na gael i gór leis an comanlúchlas gael agus tá sé díiríthe ar a globanna o gá cairn dan chondé agus gá cionda na cóid gaelacha an comanlúchlas gael coman pela na man agus an coman comógiachta. Tógtar ahantas do chlobanna ag dearú na bliana as an obair a dhéanann siadar son na Gaeilge, comórtas se reachtal faoin scéim san áramh, bíon muoinú ar fáil le tacú leis na chlobanna an obair seo ag chur ar bun, agus is féidir le chlobanna claru a claraithe a tá claraithe faoin scéim choriste le hé na deontana si a tharraingt an nuas nuair a osclaíonn siad. Agus fógraítear fásta go mbeidh an ócáid sé do bhatha a reáchtáil ar an saharn an seartal le de mí feara, agus is ócáid do chuid pleanáil teanga na Rásan ag genú ceidirú ar plán agus plán teanga úr a tá tharraingt sin níos acu. Sin má thuid sé le goléir slán agus bannach.
Gur maith agus colm agus anois an aimsir. Met here in Tellis, it'll be mostly dry this evening with some clear spells and light to moderate southeasterly winds. Staying mostly dry tonight with clear spells. Mist and fog patches developing with frost and ice forming under clear skies. Lowest overnight temperatures -1 to +4 degrees Celsius. Light variable or southeasterly winds. All roads on Donegal County Council's winter maintenance programme will be gritted from 8 o'clock tonight. Meanwhile, the council says there is a chance of freezing rain from 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, with roads being potentially slippy. Met Éireann say that tomorrow, after the frost, ice and potential rain in the morning, most of the day will be bright with some sunny spells and just some isolated showers. Top temperatures on Saturday 5 to 8 in light variable or southeasterly winds. Main stories in brief this evening. Lower Main Street in Letterkenny has reopened following a serious collision yesterday in which a pedestrian in his 80s was seriously injured. There may be water supply interruptions at night across parts of East Donegal because of new restrictions being imposed on the Lochmourne water supply by Ishke Éireann. Restrictions lasting from 10pm to 8 AM. No word yet as to how long it will last. Police in Derry appealing for witnesses and information following reports of two paramedics from the ambulance service being assaulted while working in the city last night. Meanwhile, a man's been arrested on suspicion of assaulting police and causing criminal damage in the emergency department of Altmagovern Hospital. Check all today's news on our website, highlandradio.com. We're back with news again at 7 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 16th of January. The death has taken place of Mary Ellen Eileen Johnson, née McConnell, Deer Park Convoy. Her remains will repose at Terence McClintock's funeral home, Ballyboke Convoy, from 6:30 to 9 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow evening from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Service of thanksgiving in the Free Presbyterian Church, Ballyboke Convoy, on Sunday afternoon at 1:30, followed by burial in Rafoe Presbyterian Church graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in memory of Eileen to St. Joseph's Patients Comfort Fund, care of Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has taken place of Dimna Boyle, Nurse Boyle, 45, Ashgrove Park, Strabane, reposing at her nephew Nigel McGillian's home at 8 Glenevish Hill, Strabane, from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 10 to 1 for Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 1:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Blythe Dennis, 44, Lawson Park, Ballymagorry. Funeral from his home on Sunday afternoon at 2, followed by a service of thanksgiving for his life in Lechpatrick Parish Church at 2:30. Burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Macmillan Cancer Support, care of Mrs. Ruth Hay, funeral director. Everyone welcome at the family home today until 10 o'clock and tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. The death has taken place of Elizabeth Betty Hay, née McIlwain, Ards, Creasla. Her remains are reposing at her late residence until 9 o'clock tonight. Funeral service in St John's Church, Ballymore, tomorrow at 2, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or James Harkin, funeral director. And the death has occurred of Anne Doherty, Gord Fad, Clonmany. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:20, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to St Columbkill Village, Clea, Clonmany, care of any family member, or McFeely funeral directors. Anne's funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.